Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, April 18th, and coming up in today's episode. Aam Aadmi Party attacks BJP over law and order situation after three murders in 24 hours in the national capital. West Bengal governor to visit violence-hit Murshidabad amid tensions with state government. Prime Minister Modi and billionaire Elon Musk discuss US-India tech partnership. And United States may back out from Russia-Ukraine peace talks as Trump hosts Italian Prime Minister Meloni. The recently removed from power Aam Aadmi Party has been raising multiple issues to target the new BJP government, from alleged electricity cuts to surge in law and order situations. Delhi witnessed three separate murders on Thursday, prompting questions from the Aam Aadmi Party about the law and order situation under the Bharatiya Janata Party rule. The first incident occurred in central Delhi's Nabi Karim area. A minor road accident there led to an argument between Mahindra, who's 34, and two men named Lucky and Sagar. Police said Mahindra's vehicle had brushed against theirs. The two men allegedly attacked Mahindra with a screwdriver, killing him. Both suspects are currently on the run. The second killings took place in central Delhi's Punjabi Basti. Ashish Anand, who's aged 24, was stabbed to death. His mother claimed he was murdered as part of a planned attack involving 4 to 5 people. She said the accused had been drinking alcohol outside their home and had previously argued with her son. Police have arrested two suspects and are searching for others. The third case was reported in northeast Delhi Seelampur area. A 17-year-old boy identified as Kunal was stabbed and later died during treatment at a hospital. Police said case has been registered and multiple teams are working to track down those involved. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta addressed the media about the Seelampur case and said, quote, "I have spoken to the police commissioner about the murder of Kunal. The police are after the accused and they will soon be caught and justice will be served." Aam Aadmi Party leaders reacted sharply to the incidents. Former Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi posted on social media, quote, "The murder of 17-year-old youth in Seelampur is another example of deteriorating law and order situation in Delhi. What is the Delhi police doing?" Aam Aadmi Party Rajya Sabha Sanjay Singh also criticized the Bharatiya Janata Party, claiming that law and order is not improving under BJP. The Aam Aadmi Party, which led Delhi's government for more than a decade before the BJP took office in February, has raised concerns over increasing crime in the capital. Police investigations into all three cases are ongoing. Authorities are yet to confirm any links between the incidents. After rejecting Mamata Banerjee's request to delay his visit, Bengal Governor C.V. Ananda Bose is set to begin a two-day visit to Murshidabad following recent incidents of violence in the district. All of these occurred after Anti-Waqf Amendment Act protests. The governor has declared his aim is to impose peace at any cost, despite opposition from the chief minister and the state government. "I want to go to Murshidabad," Mr. Bose told NDTV. Quote, "What transpired there is shocking. Such instances should never have happened. I want a reality check on the field. Peace must be restored, and it will be at any cost," unquote. His visit comes ahead of a fact-finding mission by the National Commission for Women and amid growing concern over the situation in Murshidabad. On Thursday, the Calcutta High Court heard a petition requesting an extension of central forces in the district and a transfer of the investigation to the National Investigation Agency or NIA. The state government has submitted a report describing a sharp rise in violence during protests against the Waqf Act. The report said both civilians and police were attacked by large mobs using deadly weapons. Governor Bose said he had been in regular contact with authorities and may file a report with the Ministry of Home Affairs after his visit. He said, and I quote, "This is the darkest hour before dawn. Once I realize that peace has been restored, I will be the happiest person and make my report accordingly." Asked whether his visit could lead to a recommendation for President's rule, the governor said, "As governor, I should be circumspect. I don't want to speak about President's rule. It is Mamata Banerjee's opinion that I should not go, but I want to. I want to have my own way of functioning." Ms. Banerjee, the Chief Minister of Bengal, urged the governor to delay his trip. She had said, and I quote, "I would request non-locals to not visit Murshidabad right now. Confidence-building measures are underway and SIT has been formed to investigate. I will visit at an appropriate time." The Calcutta High Court suggested a 3-member oversight panel to monitor peace and rehabilitation efforts. The panel will include members from the National Human Rights Commission, West Bengal State Human Rights Commission, and the State Legal Services Authority. The violence began peacefully on April 4th, but escalated on April 8th, when a 5,000-strong mob blocked NH-12 and attacked police. Further clashes broke out on 11th April. So far, 278 people have been arrested. The governor will start his visit in Malda, meeting displaced families in refugee camps, before travelling to the most affected areas in Murshidabad. However, earlier this week, addressing a gathering of imams in the capital city, Ms. Banerjee said, quote, "There is a sinister plan to spark riots in Bengal." Even though she did not name any specific individuals, she did try to hint it at opposition parties and political leaders. She claimed that attempts were being made to create a Hindu-Muslim divide. Ms. Banerjee said she had witnessed the situation in Bhangar and criticized unnamed leaders for attempting to gain political advantage. She urged unity and also stated that as long as she is alive, there will not be any Hindu-Muslim divide in Bengal. She called for the India bloc parties to oppose the Waqf Amendment Act. Addressing the Muslim community, Ms. Banerjee urged them to raise their concerns in Delhi through peaceful demonstrations. "Meet the Prime Minister, meet the President, and voice your concerns on the streets if necessary," she had said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with billionaire and ex-owner Elon Musk on Friday to discuss strengthening the partnership between India and the United States in technology and innovation. The two had previously met in Washington earlier this year. During the conversation, Prime Minister Modi highlighted the potential for collaboration between the two countries. He also mentioned the interest shown by Elon Musk's company, including Tesla and Starlink, in investing in India. PM Modi said, and I quote, "There is immense potential for collaboration between India and the United States in these fields. India remains committed to advancing our partnerships with the US in these domains." Prime Minister Modi shared details of the conversation on social media platform X, which is also owned by Elon Musk. It reads, "Spoke to Elon Musk and talked about various issues, including the topics we covered during our meeting in Washington, D.C. earlier this year. We discussed the immense potential for collaboration in the areas of technology and innovation." The phone call comes at a time of rising trade tensions between the United States and China. Both countries have imposed steep tariffs on each other's exports. The U.S. has levied tariffs of up to 245% on Chinese goods, while China has responded with tariffs totaling over 125% on U.S. imports, in addition to its earlier 67% rate. These tariffs have caused disruptions in global supply chains. Many U.S. tech companies, which manufacture a significant portion of their products in China, are now looking for alternative locations to set up production. India is being seen as one of those alternatives. With an established base in the tech and automotive industries, India is already home to global manufacturing operations. It currently faces a 26% reciprocal tariff from the United States under President Trump's trade policy. Tesla, one of Musk's leading companies, is reportedly exploring opportunities in India. The country offers a growing market and a skilled workforce. Starlink, Musk's satellite internet firm, has also expressed interest in operating in India. The phone call between PM Modi and Musk signals continued dialogue on deepening business and technology ties between the two countries. After US President Donald Trump's many boasts about ending the Russia-Ukraine war and offering solutions to both parties, news agency AFP has reported that the United States may soon end its efforts to mediate peace between Russia and Ukraine, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said on Friday. Speaking in Paris after talks with European and Ukrainian officials, Mr. Rubio stated that President Donald Trump still supported a possible peace deal but was prepared to move on without progress. Mr. Rubio told reporters, "If we don't see signs of real movement in the coming days, we will step back." Meanwhile, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni met President Trump in Washington on Thursday. She is the first European leader to visit since the US imposed 20% tariff on EU goods. Those tariffs have been paused for 90 days as of now. Many American journalists believe it is due to the market downs that happened in the immediate aftermath of imposing the Trump tariffs. During the meeting, both leaders struck a positive tone on a possible trade deal between the US and the European Union. Meloni said Trump had agreed to visit Rome in the near future and might meet other European leaders there. This is what she said. Even if we have some problems between the two shores of the Atlantic, it is time that we try to sit down and find solutions. She also pointed to shared views with Trump on immigration and social issues. Both are conservative and right-leaning leaders of right-leaning parties, saying the goal for me is to make West great again, and I think we can do it together. Trump said he believed a deal would be made, but added, I'm in no rush. He repeated criticism of Europe, saying it needed to get smart on immigration and increased NATO spending. On China, Trump claimed Beijing had reached out about ending the trade war. He added, quote, there will be a trade deal, 100%, while Meloni said she was sure they could find an agreement. The two leaders held talks in the Oval Office, followed by a working lunch. Trump recently imposed 145% tariffs on Chinese goods after launching his global Liberation Day tariff on April 2nd. Russia's invasion of Ukraine remains a sensitive issue. Meloni has supported Ukraine and President Volodymyr Zelensky, calling the recent Russian attack horrible and vile. Trump, however, has taken a different stance, criticizing Zelensky and shifting his tone toward Moscow. At one time, his and Vice President J.D. Vance's meet with Zelensky in the Oval Office went quite viral. And many compared to the American duo, almost bullying Zelensky for starting a war he could not end or continue. Trump said, I don't hold Zelensky responsible, but I'm not exactly thrilled with the fact that the war started. Meloni's trip is seen as a step toward possible Trump meeting with EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Some EU officials are concerned about her outreach could weaken the unity within the bloc. Meloni will return to Rome on Friday to meet US Vice President J.D. Vance. That's all for today. You are listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anvati, signing off.